It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. So we were just talking about it just occurred to me, by the way, that neither AJ nor Tevin has a sense of humor, which makes the show kind of tough to do. But, you know.
Yep, zero yes. Fun over here.
Yep.
No fun at all. That's just how it is and all the rest of it. Okay, so there's one edict I'm laying right out front here. Ixnay on the basketball bay until Judd gets on at 11 after.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm personally a big fan of underwater basket weaving. That's what I watched last night.
Have you ever done it?
No, I would not. I would be dead.
Class.
I'd be dead. We were just talking about some stuff off the air, but that when I look at the national news, whether it's, you know, CNN or Fox or one of the other ones, OAN, or there's a bunch of them, or I read the newspaper or whatever. For new listeners, maybe I should explain again that I don't hold a side. I'm neither left nor am I right. I look at stories. I report the stories as they're reported in the national news. Now, if part of them or all of them are not true, I would not know that. I'm just giving my reaction. A particular case came up yesterday when I believe it was the New York Post, which is it's a pretty far right newspaper, isn't it? The New York Post.
I'll take your word for it. I don't read the New York Post.
Yeah, I think it's it's pretty conservative.
Okay.
And then of course, Fox also ran the story, and the story was that in some cultures they hate dogs. That having a dog in America now, and this is the way they reported it. If you have a dog in America, some people consider you to be racist. Now, how do you guys look at that?
There's a lot of racist people then, because right. I'm racist. My neighbor's racist. We're all racist. Yeah, like everybody has a dog. I don't think that's laughable.
Well, but there are a couple of cultures that do not like dogs at all. There are cultures that hate dogs. There's no question about that. But that wasn't the whole point of it. I looked at the whole thing and I thought, you know, these puppies sit around on your lap. And they're very needy. There's no question about that. But there's something about certain cultures and certain people. They just don't like this animal, that animal, whatever. You grow up differently. I wish that people would understand that we are not all the same. So I read the story about how if you own a dog in America, you're a racist, which I got a pretty good laugh out of, and I posted it on my site. Then I went on further and watched some other news and all the rest of it. It's like this thing that goes on with the Jews in the world right now, particularly in America, I just do not understand. There was no attempt to meet in the middle at all. You go from I love you to I hate you. How does that happen? Right?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a quick turn of events.
You know, I was just talking about it. You know, Gelfand, he's a Jew, and I don't like him, but, you know, that shouldn't affect the rest of you.
Yeah, he's an outlier.
Galfano. I love Galfano. We were just talking about that, too, the fact that I really, really like two people. It's not only two people that I like. I'm just saying it's a good example of of the fact that I couldn't be more centrist than I'm. And I don't mean to be centrist. I lean left and I lean right on certain issues. It depends on what the issue is, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mike Gelfand and Mike Lindell, I think the world of both of them. Could I ever invite them both out to dinner? No.
That'd be a, be a fun experiment. Meet me over at, wherever. We're going to have a little lunch. And then in walks both of them. Even get them to wear, buy them the same matching shirts so they can match and look like friends. And yeah.
Right. Now, see, just now I got a couple of responses. Apparently, there are a couple of countries in the Middle East that hate dogs. They didn't say which ones, and I'm not going to look it up and tell you which ones either. Mm-hmm. But look, you got to understand something. If they report that if you own a dog in America, you're a racist, you got to see the humorous part to that too. You know, I'm sure some people probably do believe that. Others think it's totally ridiculous. But people do take the news very seriously. I mean, very seriously, which is unfortunate, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. And as far as the whole country's not liking dogs, if you don't like dogs, you're suspicious to me.
Yeah, right.
We'll take that home with you. But no, it got great responses and all that stuff. And what it's doing, though, and we'll close with this because I know we got to get to very important other news about things that happened last night. Certain people are going to be all overjoyed and, oh, my God. But with that description, I almost forgot about what the hell I was going to say. No, like I said, some people don't like things. You like things. On that particular issue, you're not going to get along very well. I mean, the whole time that story was running, I was looking over at Jude and again, I posted, when I found out that if I own a dog in America, I'm racist, I told Jude to pack up his stuff and get the hell out, which is the point of posting the story in the first place. Unless you can find some humor at the end of it, there's no reason to post it. I'm not, the big anchor on the ABC Evening News. That's not my job. Let's try to find a light side to it all. People are going to lie. People lie. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's at the national level, the state level, the city level. Somebody's lying about something because it eases their strain. It takes some of the pressure off them. Calm down. Relax, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I need everybody to take a step back, deep breath, relax.
Why? What'd you do wrong now?
Oh, everything. Just normal. Everything. Normal start to the day.
Honest to God, but you should have seen the responses I got, and I'll move on from here. But the response I got: "You're not throwing Jude out of the house. Forget it." Poor little Judy gets tossed out of the house. Get out. Guy actually sent a GIF, a little picture of a dog walking down the street with one of those old, the rucksack or a little bag that hung on a stick. What are those called?
I think a rucksack, right?
I think it is a rucksack. Yep. Jude's walking down the street with a rucksack over his shoulder.
There you go.
And I can guarantee you it's in the rucksack. Food. That's what's in the rucksack. If it's Jude escaping, that is the deal. We shall take a break. We'll be right back. There are a couple of teams that won last night. God, I can't remember the name of either one of them, but I guess we'll find out right after this. I think Judd Zolga is going to join us. He might have some knowledge of that. Tevin, do you? Do you have any knowledge of what went on last night?
I do not. I'm hoping Judd can fill us in because, my head was in the sand last night. So
yeah.
It was in the sand? Yeah. Okay. See, I believe that yes, I'm not watching that. My head's in the sand. Forget it. We shall be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, it's Tom Bernard for Livia Weight Control Centers. Did great again on the scale this morning. I'm only going to report my weight once a week, though, because that's that's kind of what they want you to do. And, I'm getting to the point, I suppose, I don't know if there will be ups and downs, but there will be level days and there will be lower days, and who knows. As long as I get to my goal at the end of it, I don't care how it works. Now's the time to get a jump on summer. You could lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks Livia way. When you join Livia, you'll receive a personalized and doctor-recommended program tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle. Livia's amazing team of registered dietitians and nutritionists will guide you every step of the way. They're always with you. Like I said, shoulder to shoulder. Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Got on a scale this morning. I lost more weight. And what's interesting about that is because Catherine's leaving town today. For a while, and so we were kind of preparing for that and get all the rest of it. How when you're eating on the run, you kind of don't pay attention, but I got on a scale this morning, I lost another half a pound, so I'm not going to tell you what it is, But I mean, that's the great part of it. So, yeah, don't ever get discouraged by any of it. You are going to get there. We'll do it, as I said, shoulder to shoulder. We'll get there together. I love that. Join Livia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com. Or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. And summer's right around the corner. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer the Livia way.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured, Bradshaw & Bryant.
Mike Lindell, we're just talking about Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all of your continued support. That's very, very nice to thank you. They're having an overstock, clearance, and new product sales going on right now. For the best prices ever, when you use promo code Tom, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So yeah, use the promo code, you'll save money. It's not about me, it's about you, Pally. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and will not last long. Six-pack towel sets are only $29.98, and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything's on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb, dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146 or go to MyPillow.com, and please do use promo code Tom.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
So I'm sitting around the house the other night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thinking about scoring Orris Judd's all-get. I wonder what he's up to tonight. I just, you know, because I'm just sitting around on a Tuesday night, nothing to do, nothing to watch, or any of the rest of it. What'd you end up doing, Judd?
Oh, let's see. I went to the Timberwolves game.
What? There was a Timberwolves game? Kevin didn't even know about it.
I went to the Timberwolves game, and they won in convincing fashion again, game two. So they're up 2-0 in their first round series against the Suns. And then across the street, your favorite baseball team, after looking terrible, falling behind the woeful White Sox, rallied for a 6-5 win. All, you know what we are? State of winners.
State of winners, baby. That's all I'm saying.
Like we've been saying, Twins are great. Wolves have been great for a long, long time. We've been trying to tell this damn state how great their pro teams are, Tom. And no one would listen. Perhaps now they will.
Okay, from you guys, all three of you, I want to hear, how does a team, I know it's at home, it makes a difference, I understand that part of it, but how do you go from getting your ass kicked by the same team forever, but all of a sudden, when it counts, you come back and win two in a row? And again, I know they were at home. It's going to be tougher to win on the road, but what is going on here? What happened?
Go ahead, Tevin.
I think it's just more of a focus thing for the Timberwolves. I don't think they, I mean, who knows? I think on the schedule, if it could have been, you know, back-to-backs or players resting, but some people don't necessarily lock in for the playoff or for the regular season as much. But I think what we're finding out is that when push comes to shove and it's time to lock in and get the job done, these guys can actually focus and, you know, take it to the Suns, who we heard leading into the game, terrible matchup, you know, too much height, too much this, right, too much that. And
yep,
we're kind of proving all of that wrong. And defense in the playoffs matters, and that's what we're seeing with the Wolves here, playing excellent defense.
Mm-hmm. Very good. AJ, what's your take, man?
I feel like it's got to do something with coaching. Chris Finch, Mike Anori, I feel like those guys probably held back at the end of the season, that kind of late matchup with the Suns, and they said, you know what, we don't want to show our hand too much. We're playing poker here. We're going into the playoffs. We want to hit them where it hurts, hit them when it counts. And through two games, they got it in the bag. They ran away with that one last night, and they're bringing all that. It felt like a must-win game almost for the Suns. I know it's not like they had to win it, but all the momentum's with the Timberwolves. But that being said, now that I say that, I'm realizing it's the Timberwolves. Nothing's ever in the bag.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Very good point.
Don't assume.
Don't assume.
It's a very good point, no question. But hey, look, I would just have assumed, because I did a bunch of running around yesterday. Like I said, Catherine's hitting the road for a few days, so we're getting ready for her trip and all that stuff. So I didn't get to watch either game. I watched the first couple of innings of the Twins game, and they looked terrible. They looked horrible for the first couple of innings.
Mm-hmm.
But then they came back and won it. But the average person, this is for all three, don't you think the average person thought there's no way the Timberwolves would win last night, a team they hardly ever beat, and they leave home tied 1-1? That's pretty good. But they come back and they win, and they win in a very interesting way, a very good way.
I think it's the way they won, though, that's surprising, because it, you know, that game was an ugly game, and at halftime, neither team had played that well. And I think the Suns, if I'm not mistaken, were up by 1 point at the half. It was very close, but the third quarter, again, just like last time, the Wolves came out and just took it to them. And I think Tevin's right. I think one of the keys here is the Wolves' defense is so unrelenting and such a pain in the ass to play against. Mm-hmm. One of the Suns' best players outside of Durant is Devin Booker. And he has been so thoroughly frustrated. Jaden McDaniels, who had 25 points last night, had a great game offensively, has been just shut down. And like everywhere Booker goes, Jaden McDaniels is there. So the one thing I like about playoffs is playoffs sort of take on a personality of their own.
Yeah.
Because you play the team, obviously, game after game after game. And the Timberwolves came out with a very cohesive plan. You know, they got essentially blown up by Phoenix three times in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But this is such a different situation. And, yeah, I think the thing is the Wolves are winning because of effort and defense, which is really, really good because those aren't things that go into a slump, you know?
Yeah, I understand. You know what kind of shocks me about this? And the reason I started paying attention is because of my daughter, Alex. But the Timberwolves came along when I was about Tevin's age. That's when they came to town, and, you know, we're all fired up about it. And, of course, they sucked for pretty much ever, and what are you going to do? But all of a sudden, a short time ago, my daughter, Alex, I didn't know this. She's a huge Timberwolves fan. And I think you guys, being of the age you are, the Timberwolves, I don't think have ever had more fans, even though they haven't won anything yet. They're a better team. I know tons of young people now that just love the Timberwolves. Is that what you're finding out in the streets too?
I think so, yeah. And I mean, Target Center, the first two games, it's been 87-91 Metrodome loud.
Really?
It is incredible. They are no question, those fans are a home court advantage. It is nuts inside there, which is, you know, awesome. But that's the thing is, if you give this town a good team, the fan bases are pretty damn good.
I agree.
But
yes,
you're right. It's been how long since the Wolves have been, you know, like this, where you could actually not just make the playoffs, but look like you can make a playoff run. But yeah, the fan base, I think part of it too is while they do long-term need a new building, Target Center is run down enough and you can't, it's not for the rich. Like the courtside seats are.
No, you're right.
But, you know, if you build them a new building and every seat, you know, lower bowl is $500,000, I don't know. That's a different world. But, yeah, there is a definite passionate group of Wolves fans. And actually, you know what, Tom? Those fans showed up for those Twins-Toronto playoff games, too, last year.
Yeah, they did.
Young people, loud as can be. And it's, you know, it's fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch.
Hey, I was in for the, I think it was the first, Josh Arnold invited me to go to a suite at the Twins Stadium last year. And that was something, being in that building, I guess you'd still call it a building. It's a stadium, I know, but it was loud. It was fun. People were jacked up. Man, it's a great environment. And the Timberwolves do have that going for them right now, which is very nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, what I like the most is what they're doing is sustainable. It's a hell of a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're not a three-point shooting team that has to be hot to win. They They're right. a team that gets by. They're and it's been this way the entire season, basically. Their identity when they're playing really well is just great defense. Outstanding. And it was the first two games, they are the Suns. I'll tell you right now, the Suns are thoroughly frustrated, which is a great thing because it sort of takes away their will to play because it's such a pain in the ass to play against.
Yeah.
So their next matchup is Friday?
Yep. Yes, in Phoenix.
You're saying something, Devin?
Oh, and I was just going to say, like with Judd saying how the defense has kind of been the consistent thing through the first two games. I mean, the first game we had Anthony Edwards putting on a show, you know, putting up 30-plus points and kind of dominating Kevin Durant. And then game two, him and Kat, I think, went 1-for-7 in the first half. And if normally if you see that, you would think we're getting blown out by 15, 20 points and probably losing the game. But the rest of the team was able to pull through. So, yeah, we're able to win multiple ways, but that defense is the key to keeping it going.
I have a question for you, and that's, I assume this is what would happen, but I don't know how they bump up against one another with the hockey and all the rest of it. Would the Timberwolves, if they tear down Target Center, will they tear it down and rebuild it, or will they just redo the interior? Or, I mean, I haven't been to Target Center in a while now. Is it in that rough a shape?
They have redone the interior before. The problem, the biggest problem is whoever built it was approved one of the weirdest architectural things I've seen. That was, there are more seats upstairs than downstairs.
Why?
So you'd have to basically tear it down. Because someone convinced the original Timberwolves that it would be a good idea to have more seats upstairs because you could sell more at a cheaper price.
Yeah, that's what they thought. I do remember that.
You know, and that's one of the, as far as arenas go, one of the worst eras. And most of them are, if not all, but that place are gone now because all of those buildings were built, like suites were a thing, but they didn't really understand them yet.
Right.
And amenities and, you know, technology was not a thing. So that's why most of those are gone. But yeah, I think you would have to start from scratch this time.
Okay. So will they play at the Armory?
That'd be great. The Armory's nice now.
I know, but how many seats are in the Armory?
Yeah, I'm kidding. No, not enough.
Not enough. So would they go over to St. Paul to play a season? But can they coordinate that with the hockey team? And so they can?
Okay. My guess is that they play over there for a year or a year plus. And yes, if you there's a lot of buildings that have both National Hockey League and NBA teams.
Yeah, yes.
So yes, yeah, you could do it for a year plus. I think that's the only place to go. There's nowhere else to really go.
That place is beautiful, man.
And they want improvements.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's just the way it is. You know what I love about the team the most? Because I've known him for years. He's a very, very nice guy. The owner of our hockey team is a billionaire whose wife is worth twice what he is.
Oh, Craig. Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time with him or some time with him. He's a really nice man.
Yes. You know, he does a... He does it for a preseason game. He invites members of the media to his suite and between periods gives a state of the team address, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, he wants to win though.
He does. I agree.
He wants to win badly. And sometimes I think he's a little bit impatient, but he loves the sport. He's at every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
He's sitting in a suite. The incredible thing about Craig is he's got a rule where in his suite, you can't sit by him. You can sit one seat away, but you can't sit by him.
I understand. He's a pretty big guy. I can understand. He's a pretty tall guy, isn't he, if I remember?
He's a tall guy, and I think he's wound very tight during games. Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, we're very lucky. Does the average Minnesotan understand how lucky we are to have all of these stadiums with the university and the this and the that? And the, I mean, is there a town in America that has more great stadiums than the Twin Cities?
I would assume that probably like not unless it's a New York, Chicago,
right?
Maybe an LA, somewhere with more history and nostalgia with winning championships. Right. But as far as you know, just the stadiums themselves, I think we're pretty blessed here. Yeah,
no question about it. No question. Now, if they do tear down Target Center, can I make a claim? Because behind one of the walls in that very front lobby, which would be on the I guess it'd be on the southeastern side of the building, that lobby, come in those doors.
Sure.
There's a picture of Sid and me with our arms around each other's shoulders. If they can give that to me when they tear that building down, I'd really appreciate it.
We're getting that picture one way or another, Tom.
Oh, we'll
just put it that way. Sydney. And I got my like 1 foot. Remember that there was a show called My Three Sons where one of the sons always had his foot crossed over the other one?
Yep.
So I did that for that picture.
Oh, did you?
I hope they can find it when they tear it, because I know they covered it up with another wall. I was told by Sydney they didn't tear it out of the building, that it's still there. So hopefully Sid was right. I'd love to have that picture.
So what was the circumstances of when the picture was taken?
Timberwolves. When the Timberwolves kicked off.
Okay.
Was that 87?
No, 80. Their first year was 89.
It was 89? Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, played the year in the Dome and then moved to Target Center in 90-91.
Oh, God, those Dome, that seating for in the Dome was terrible for basketball.
Opening night, the Wolves' first home game against Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Oh.
My girlfriend, now my wife, and I were in right field in the upper deck, and Jordan looked like an ant.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. There's no question. No, you said my girlfriend, my wife and I. So you didn't go with your girlfriend and your wife? Is that what you were saying?
You know, I was pretty cute at 19. I wasn't.
Oh, I'm sure you were. Well, you're pretty cute now. You're fine.
I appreciate it, but I couldn't pull off that move.
I don't know anybody who can properly, or why you would want to. I've never understood that either.
Yeah.
All right, Pally, a great report. You got your Timberwolves 2-0. You got your Twins 2-0 down in Chicago, or taking on Chicago. Anything else? Any final things to report we should know about?
No, that's it. That's wonderful. It. It's all the teams do here is win. And as I said, we've been trying to tell people that for a long time, Tom.
Yes, we have. It's been, I think in my case, 54 years now. They're all right, phenomenal. Man. What do you mean? All right, Ted, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Thanks, pal.
See you later. Bye.
We shall take a break. Be right back. Chris Eggert will join us, a basketball player himself, by the way.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you horn tootin'?
He hoops.
He does. No question. Minnesota business owners pay too much in taxes. You know that. You don't have to take my word for it either. The Tax Foundation, which has just released its State Business Tax Climate Index, Minnesota's near the bottom with the 45th worst tax climate in the United States. I heard it's now actually 48th. Because I think only New York and maybe LA or I don't know what that. I don't know if it's New York and California, whatever. But when you expand or relocate your business to Sioux Falls, you'll be basking in the second best tax climate in the nation. That's just one reason why no matter what size business you own, you can increase your profits in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We got the proof at SiouxFallsDevelopment.com. I love their TV spots, by the way. Those are very good TV spots. We're going to call that a skylight. In Sioux Falls, our safe streets, award-winning schools, short commutes, vibrant growing downtown, and pro-business attitude are all attractive reasons to make your move. And we've got a motivated workforce that's ready to help your business grow. That's very important also, obviously. Escape the high taxes of Minnesota by planning your expansion or relocation to Sioux Falls. 2024 is the time to make your move to Sioux Falls. Check out SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Oh, doesn't he come across as such a nice guy? Well, we'll disprove that in a second. You know what I mean. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. Yes, I do. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. It's got to be fixed right, man. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert. He's my friend and expert, and he should be yours too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market, the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Do not put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard, that'd be me, is a personal endorser, paid endorser too. Remember that.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
And the reason you're listening is because of Channel 5's Chris Eggert, brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation at 952-925-5608. What's up, homie?
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
Nothing but winning teams in this town. That's all
I know,
got
right?
Today.
We're so freaking awesome.
Yep.
One morning we can just flex and go, yeah, look at us.
I don't know if I can flex anymore. I know it's magnificent. Boom. It's true. So what's happening in your world, Pally?
Nothing. What's on your hat? I don't recognize is that a new hat?
Oh, no, it's kind of new. Can you see Mickey and Goofy? Yeah, now you can see them.
Oh, look at that. You got yourself a nice hat when you're on with your family visit a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I got about five of them. Buy that one too, Bop Bop. Get that hat, Bop Bop. I got like five hats now, so we're good to go.
What do you do? You can't say no, right? Like, you only get these moments are so fleeting. You know that. I mean, you know.
Nope. You know what's so great about that trip like that? Because obviously we were at Disney World for 5 days, and then we go. They're going back to Minneapolis. Kath and I are going south for a while, and we had so much fun. Both the kids teared up at the airport. It was very, very aww, sweet. I don't want to go home yet. Let's go back. They had a ball. Well, we did too. It's a great place. I love going to Disney World.
I was just having a conversation about my daughter, who's 16, about this the other day, and she didn't really remember, but since we used to live in Orlando, like I think I told you that, like we went to Disney quite a lot because you'd get, and we worked for an ABC station. So the synergy between ABC and Disney, you'd be able to like go to the park quite often and not have to pay the pass to get in.
Right.
And I'm like, what I told her is we went so much when you were a little kid, I could probably go the rest of my life with never going back to Disney.
Like, well, not me. I have to go. I got
she's
it.
Like, what? And I'm like, well, it was a lot, but I'm it sure is. I would like it if I went back. I'm just being a curmudgeon, you know.
Do you go to the beer garden in Disney World?
Well, we did this thing at Epcot called Drink Around the World.
Oh, yes. Yep.
You go to each of the countries, and let's just say by the time you make that loop.
Well, the beer garden's probably in Epcot, so that's got to be part of the tour,
I don't even, that's been so long ago now, I don't recall. I probably don't recall for other reasons, quite frankly.
Well, maybe. I am not exaggerating when I tell Tevin, AJ, you ever been to Disney World to the beer garden?
Nope, never been to Disney World.
No?
No.
Tevin, you been to Disney World?
Nope, never been.
You got to go. You go in the beer garden, and Catherine is not a big beer drinker, but she goes, oh, yeah, I'll have the blah, blah, blah. She knows the name of it. Dan, Alex, and she all got a beer, and I am not exaggerating when I'm telling you the mug is like a foot and a half tall.
Yeah.
You've seen him, Chris.
Oh, yeah. They're
like
gigantic.
This big around. I got to get my hands in the right place here. I mean, it's got to be a gallon of beer in that one mug.
Probably the best deal you'll get out there at the parks, really, when it comes to, like, affordability, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I just love going to Disney World, as Archie Bunker used to say. Let's go to Disney World.
You know, now I'm suddenly feeling like I could go back thinking about a gigantic beer like that. Found my motivation. Sounds like a better deal.
Oh, it's just, I just, Well, the first time I ever went, I took a job at WAPE in Jacksonville, Florida, back in 1977, I think it was. And that's about a two-hour drive from Disney World. So it's not even 2 hours, probably about an hour and a half. So we used to go down there all the time when I what a great thing about it is, like what you were talking about, because we were a radio station in the state of Florida, they would give you free accommodations if you talked about, you know, Disney World on your show. They put us up in like a 3-bedroom suite, for Christ's sake. I'm like,
no kidding. Two of wow. Us.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. They did it. Disney's very good about that. They understand where the money comes from. They're very good about that.
Well, they got their Mickey's got his hands in all kinds of all it's kinds true. Of things.
It's absolutely true. But you know, any place where you see, and I please take this the right way, when you're leaving and there are a bunch of little kids crying as you're leaving, it's because they don't want to go. It's not I'm enjoying them crying. It's their love of the place and the fact that they don't want to go home yet. I just love that about little kids.
I agree. And, you know, as a parent and grandparent, you know, you only get those opportunities very, you know, and they only come along so often. And you think there's going to be more of them when they're happening. And then all of a sudden they're not there yeah. anymore. And you're not doing that stuff anymore. So
you are correct, sir. But yeah, I'm just telling you, Tevin, AJ, the happiest place on earth. You want to be happy or not?
I mean, good for everybody that likes to go to Disney World. Oh, I remember as a little kid that, you know, I had friends that, oh yeah, you know, we went all the time, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I mean, sure. I like Mickey Mouse and Disney movies, but it was never like a big urge to go.
Unbelievable.
Once it's in my budget, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, there's a lot of, the reality is it prices a lot of people out because it's certainly not what it was when we lived back there 20 years ago.
No.
And, you know, just getting in the door is one thing. So, I mean, there's definitely that. And I know there's probably lots of people who'd love to be able to go there and, you know, it ain't in the budget. That's why we got Valley Fair.
That's yeah. exactly right.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
Or Como Town.
Yeah.
I love Como Park to this day.
I do too.
When I was a little boy, that was the whole deal was Como Park. So yeah, to this day, I just love it.
I'll take that. And that's not a knock on Minnesota Zoo. It's just Como Zoo and everything there is so close. It's more convenient. It's just, you know, and as a parent, you can kind of like get in and out more quickly. The whole Minnesota Zoo thing, you're like, oh my God, we're going to be here for a freaking day. And then we're going to have to do this and that and whatever. But Como, it's like you go because you're not paying either, right? Or you're making a donation. So it's like less pressure. You're like, eh. Go on and lick the monkeys and then leave. Like, whatever.
Now, Minnesota has done a great job of that stuff. Like you said, whether it's, you know, Valley Fair or the Minnesota Zoo or Como Zoo or this or that. We're just talking about the sports arenas. Minnesota's done a hell of a job with all that stuff, no doubt.
Yeah, there's lots. It'll be interesting to see how the Wolves season goes. Obviously, all the ownership stuff.
Yeah.
And then to see. Because, you know, the whole Target Center thing not being an ideal setup, and it's been lots of hand-wringing about that and, you know, redoing it and whatnot. It'll be interesting to see how that – because if they end up, like, let's say – and I don't want to – I mean, we know this is a long shot, right? Let's say they win it all.
We're winning it all.
Win it all.
For argument's, okay, let's – for argument's sake – then you're going to start having these conversations of like, well, if we've got a championship caliber team, shouldn't they be playing in a championship caliber facility? And I think you'll see those conversations start coming back up again.
You know what's funny about that? It just popped into my head. If you take the four major sports, ladies and gentlemen, basketball, football, hockey, you know, down the list, baseball, obviously. Isn't it interesting the state of Minnesota has never won a championship in hockey or football at a professional level? Isn't that amazing? You'd think those would be the top two sports they would have won.
Yeah.
But I, you know, baseball teams won a couple of World
Series. I mean, at least the football team had some glory back in the day.
Gophers won a national championship. They did. Yeah, back but, in 1961, I think it was.
The Vikings had some glory like way back in the day, but you know.
then got their ass kicked in every Super Bowl they ever played. But other than that,
at least, listen, I'm surprised.
Listen,
I'm surprised. Let's talk about your guys' your draft. Like, what's your mock draft? I'm so sick of seeing people's stupid mock draft. Like, yes. Nobody gives two rips about your freaking mock draft. Just have the draft. It's Thursday, right?
Yep. Yeah, tomorrow at like 7:30 or
but
something.
Chris, okay. What about my 7-round full trade mock draft with pick swaps and my God, pro comparison.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons for freaking sports guys. Like, get over it.
Well, if they take him at the second overall pick, the salary cap in the third year of his contract, shut up.
Right, like, shut up. Stop.
You know, I know we only got about 1 minute left, but to this day, being, you know, the age that I am, I still regret the fact that, well, because, you know, we didn't exactly grow up at the Big Dough. I never got to go to Miller Field over, it used to be just off of, what would that be? It was Lake Street and about, maybe, I don't remember. It was further down, but Miller Park. And the reason I really, really regret it was the first, it wasn't a major league park, but it was a good baseball stadium. People like Ted Williams played there in the minor. I mean, you go down the list of if there's a list of the people who have played at Miller Field back in the day, it was like almost every superstar that went on to do big things in baseball.
Isn't that crazy and whether or not people really appreciated it at the time either, not necessarily because, you know, some of these guys maybe weren't household names at that point.
No, they weren't. Absolutely. But, you know, it's where the bus garage is now for the Twins, the Minneapolis St. Paul bus. It's Lake Street and about, I can't remember the cross street, though.
So where would that be in regards to, like, the Kmart that got?
Right, literally a
right
block.
Right there, right? Or pretty right, close?
Yeah, across the street and down about a block. Maybe not even down. Across the street and very close.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it's a block or two, if it's not even a block, but it was very, very close. And I always regret the fact that I never got to go in that stadium.
Oh, I'm sure.
Before they tore it down. But, you know, my dad was too busy seeing things. You know what I mean?
Well.
All right, pal. We've just released you from the club. You get to run away at top
speed. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Chris. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Channel 5's Chris Eggert brought to you by Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. Call Josh today for your free 48-minute evaluation, 952-925-5608. We'll be back. Oh, let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys regret never having been to Met Stadium back in the day when the Twins played outdoors many, many years ago? Before you were born, I suppose.
Yeah, not really, just because it was before my time, but I definitely would have liked to go there because it's everything I've heard about it. It sounds like it was an amazing stadium and place to watch a game.
Yeah,
it was.
Regret maybe won't be the right word, just because I feel like I never had the a chance to like pass up on an opportunity to go. But I do, if I could like go back and watch a game there, I think I'd take the opportunity. I think it'd be a cool experience. Yeah.
You know what's so funny about it? When they played, the Vikings played there too. Most people don't probably remember that, but the Vikings played at an outdoor stadium in the winter. That was a lot of fun. Although they all were back in the day. Mm-hmm. But there was one little area of one of the end zones, which had to face the end zone that faced further south. They had to cut a little corner off because they couldn't quite squeeze the whole field in. So, I mean, it didn't look like that, but you could tell by the shape. It's like, they kind of cut that corner off because there was no room to put it there.
That's great.
The best. One thing before I move on from that, there used to be a chain link fence in the outfield.
Okay.
There was a chain link fence so people could see through it and watch the game and all the rest of it. I was there for an Oakland A's game. I'm sitting second row behind the Twins dugout, and this guy's sticking his beer cups in, you know, those little diamond-shaped.
Yeah.
Or square shaped or however, depending on the side. Mm-hmm. He would stick the bottom of his cup through there. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And they were playing the A's, Minnesota Twins, playing the A's. By the end of the game, those cups said, Rudy sucks. Because Joe Rudy was their best player. See, now that is going to a game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's perfect. Because he had to drink a lot of beer to make that.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's drunk. He's trying to spell it. And somebody's probably watching from the stands, like, what's he going to spell? What's he going to spell? And yeah, great, great trolling on his end.
It was just S-U-X, by the way. It wasn't S-U-C-K-S. Oh, it was S-U-X. Rudy sucks.
Resourceful.
God, I love sports. See, if you don't like sports, man, you never had the good times of going to the game, hanging with your friends when it was really important. I mean, I remember at 9 years old, my friend David Anderson particularly, just, man, the Twins got to win. We're 9 years old, and we're all whipped up about the Twins winning the World Series in their first year of existence. It's like, well, that might not happen, but whatever. All right, we'll take a break, be right back. But, yeah, I'm telling you, those old stadiums, I wish there's got to be video of all those stadiums, though, I would imagine. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's video. Looking up Miller Park, there's a handful, like 5 photos maybe, and they're all kind of from the same angle. So there might not be video, but it looks amazing.
I got a question for you. Is there anything around the outside of the stadium? Because that's very, very crowded territory these days.
Yeah, well, it sounded like there was, you know, houses nearby, so it was common if you're, you know, if somebody hit a home run that you might find a baseball in your front yard.
God, how great is that? What great. Now, that's what sports are all about right there, those memories, man. We shall take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Find out what the hell's going on in the world right after this. Let's take a second to talk about my bank. That'd be North American Banking Company. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver. They're going to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker like I do, and they know you like he does. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities has not, and I doubt it'll ever change. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my banker, Bilski, at North American Banking Company? Go to nabanko.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearm safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at tombernardshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I get such a laugh of reading some national stories. People are so weird. Just here's a headline in the national news this morning. Okay, you ready for this one? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a shocker for you. Actually, it is a shocker if you ask me, but that's just, you know, whatever. Kim Kardashian. No. Now, why anybody ever pays attention to that family, they are the biggest scumbags on the face of this earth. Their father was a scumbag. Their mother's a scumbag who used her own, basically hoard out her own daughters to make money. Hard to deny.
You're not wrong.
You're two word. You're a name into this story, and I'm already out.
Well, Kim Kardashian, but you're back in. You know why?
Why is that?
You know what she just said yesterday?
Tell. Do tell.
This is Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Basically, banged guys to get famous. Correct.
To an extent.
Yeah. More. Yeah. Extent. More or less. Yeah.
Okay. Kim Kardashian says Taylor Swift should move on. What?
Well, really? Well, that's because allegedly Taylor Swift took some shots at Kim Kardashian on her new album. So yeah. I think that's why she's saying, hey.
Well, so what? Kim, you're a multi-millionaire. You have no talent. You're a complete asshole. Shut up and count your money. Right? And you know, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. I don't dislike Taylor Swift. I don't see the attraction, but I'm not a 20-year-old woman. You know, that's pretty much her audience, isn't it? Teen girls up to a certain age?
Yeah, her demographic is definitely, I would say, young women and slash girls from, you know, school age and then even up to, you know, like 20s, 30s,
yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. And by coincidence, I just talked about this a couple of days ago on the show.
Yeah.
When we had the number one morning show in America, did you ever hear me disparage any other morning show person?
No. I would when you had multiple opportunities, like when Howard Stern was taking shots at you, it wasn't like you got into a screaming match on air with Howard.
I mean, what the hell do I care? You can say whatever you want about me. You're getting your ass kicked. Go ahead. Good. If you're talking about me, I must be doing something right. People never look at it the positive way. If they're going after you, it's because you're doing something right that they can't achieve. So take that as an honor, basically.
Yeah. And nowadays, I would say I wouldn't be shocked if Kim knew about the, you know, diss track before it even came out, because that's what a lot of them will do. Like a lot of artists these days, like, will release a song and let them know, like, hey, I'm going to mention your name. You should be ready to have your own song so that way you can capitalize off this attention we're about to get by, you know, fighting with each other.
They have a little history, though, don't they?
Do together? They?
I believe so, because when she was dating slash married to Kanye West, he called her about, hey, Taylor, I have a line. I'm writing about you for a song.
Oh.
And Kim recorded and filmed the phone conversation without Taylor knowing. And Taylor was basically like, I don't really think I don't want this line on the song personally, if that's all right with you. And then they kept it in there. And then she altered the video footage to make it sound like Taylor was fine with it. And so now this is, granted, this is now like a decade ago. So on one side of the coin, yes, I think Taylor, you're a billionaire. Kim, you're probably pretty darn close, if not already. Let's both move on. Yeah. But also, I don't think Kim should be able to get off scot-free, because I never heard any, like, there's no consequences for you doing this. That seems like a crime, personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. I think it's a good take. God, I hate complimenting my coworkers. It's very painful.
You know, I have one in a blue moon, so I appreciate it.
Just one in a blue moon. No, I mean, they're just some of the Kim Kardashian thinks Taylor Swift should move on. Okay, good, Kim, because I always follow your lead. There's no question. The top 10 everyday irritations. Do you have irritations every day?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's get to this list, because I'm hoping maybe some of mine are on here.
It could be pretty hideous, actually. We were just talking I know you had to run over and shut the door there, but we're talking about the top 10 irritations everyone, you know, the people have, what they would include. There are a couple on here that I would agree with so far, and it's not the person, the thing doing it's the fault, it's the person going with them. Okay, here are the top 10 everyday irritations that you might encounter today. If you did yesterday, we have to be honest and say, yes, we did.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number 10, the last person in the bathroom uses the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll.
That didn't happen to me yesterday, but that is super annoying.
Yep.
Super annoying.
It is. Never happens. First of all, Catherine and I always have made sure we had our own bathroom. I don't like sharing a bathroom with anybody. You guys like that?
No. Like if I, like when I buy a house, like two bathrooms, I already know, like I'm going to have my own separate area and no, like girlfriends, wife, you don't need to come down here.
I think I've staked my claim on this very show that I like despise public bathrooms just for the sake of like, when I'm doing my thing, I want to do it alone, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. I understand exactly what you're saying. When someone could hold the door open for you but doesn't, that irritates the piss out of me. People are so rude now, it is unbelievable.
And I'll even add, sorry, Tom.
Yeah. No, go
when
ahead.
They hold the door open for you, but you're too far away, so now you have to do kind of like a quick walk jog to get there.
I'd say that's even more irritating, personally. Mm-hmm. Don't make me have to like do this like fake, like, oh yeah, I'm coming, don't worry. Like, I'd rather you just shut it and let me get it myself rather than make me, now I have to pretend like I'm hustling because mm-hmm. we are 40 feet away.
Yep.
The other part of that annoys me is when you do hold the door for someone and they won't even make eye contact with you, much less say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Are you trying to look like a tough guy or something that you can't thank somebody for doing you a favor by holding the door? What kind of a prick are you?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think it just comes down to people just are so in their own world where they're like, oh, somebody held the door open for me, where maybe it happens so often they're so used to it where they're like, I don't have to say thank you for this. But it's just a small
It takes
2 seconds. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it took forever. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, my God. I got to go home and take a nap now that I said thanks. Okay, cyclists who hog the road, that does piss me off. No,
yep.
You agree?
I
100% agree.
I have a war raging against cyclists.
That's not good.
Like the ones with the full suit, they look like dweebs, but they seem to know the rules of the road, so that's fine. It's the people that have, like, a BMX bike, and they're in the middle of the road. Get on the sidewalk. You don't have a you're not a cyclist. You are riding a bike.
Get
on the sidewalk.
This happened to me yesterday, 2 days ago. Some guy on a bike pulls out into the middle of the street as my light's green. Mm-hmm. He gets out to the dead center. I stop because just continue across the street. And then he like waves me by. I'm like, how are you going to wave me? You're in the middle of the street. Stay on the sidewalk.
Also, they want to be cars everywhere except for at intersections.
Yes.
If I have to stop, you need to at least stop for a second or two. Yep. You can't just,
because that's like, really,
yeah. Anyways,
I will tell you the thing that just amazes me on the other side of that, and I don't think I've ever seen this in Minneapolis-St. Paul, but on the East Coast, I've seen this on the East Coast from Florida up to New York City, or not Boston though, it goes up to New York City. Mm-hmm. People who ride their bike in the streets, but their electric bike on the sidewalk. You're doing 30 miles an hour on the sidewalk? What the hell is the matter with you? Zoom. And that's not an exaggeration, by the way. They're doing like 30 on the sidewalk.
Those things move.
Those things home.
Like, get in the street, for Christ's sake. Why would you ride that on a sidewalk? It makes no sense.
Zero. It's a moped.
Yeah.
It's a moped. Well, there you go. All right, there's a bunch more, and we can get to them probably at the... Well, at some point, maybe even tomorrow, we'll get to the rest of them because there are a lot of the ones on here being stuck on hold. I don't care about that. That's number three. We'll just blow right by that one. I know at this point, we'll take a break, be right back. Clint Howard, what a nice man this guy is. Clint Howard, our special guest, coming up right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice.
Mike Lindell, and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. To thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever. When you use promo code Tom, you get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Tom.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Should be, I don't know, turning into a pretty nice day, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. Everything seems to be turning out well here. I know we've got AJ's on the phone with our guest here, so we should be kicking off with him, but should be a good day today.
Kicking her off in a second. Yeah, it's one thing about doing a lot of traveling and all the rest of it. As I said, no matter where I am, because any hotel that's got the internet has got Channel 5 Eyewitness News. Mm-hmm. So I do watch it wherever I go. I'm watching like yesterday, you got a lot of rain early in the day, and then it kind of cleared off and was nice. Or was that in northern Minnesota?
I think that might have been northern Minnesota. I know at least okay. In the downtown area, it rained all afternoon, and then I'd say kind of 5, 6 o'clock maybe it cleared out and stopped. So that wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to keep your finger on the pulse like that when you're out of town and you're traveling, doing all that stuff, you watch. Well, and again, I was a voiceover guy for 5 Eyewitness News for about 900 years, so. It's one of my favorites anyway, but I do like watching Channel 5 Eyewitness News. And we should probably start having those guys, the anchors, on, you know, not just Chris, but and Chris is a very important part of the show. Don't get me wrong. You know, it's not what I'm saying at all. But, yeah, we should probably have them on once in a while to talk about what they do and what we do and all that good stuff. That cross-promotion between television and radio and podcasting is a very, very good idea. No one does it, though, and I will never understand why that is. Are they protecting their own territory somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. They, like, because it's not like it's a competition where, like, you can listen to this show and watch the news. And I think it would be cool to see a kind of a behind the scenes of what it's like as a news anchor on Channel 5. See how many people like Chris. See how many people don't like Chris.
Yeah, let's get that going. I love that.
Start asking those questions of them. But, yeah, it would be fun.
That's a great call. You got that AJ face on.
We're having issues getting Clint on the line. Oh, here, Art's calling me back. One second here, guys. Oh,
okay. I can tell by the look on AJ's face if that call's going well or not. He cannot hide his emotions when he's on the phone. No. It's hilarious. It's like, oh, he's not on.
And it always starts with the smile. Hey, how you doing? Yep, we're glad to have you on. And then you can tell, like, it just slowly gets more and more annoyed as there's issues.
Yeah, like I said, it's too bad because I haven't talked to Clint in a while. He's a very, very nice guy, but, you know, if he's not into promoting, he's not into promoting. It's not like it used to be. The people, I don't think, I hope radio people do understand that, by the way, too, that most, like, Hollywood stars, New York actors, people like that, they have their own podcast. Mm-hmm. They have, in other words, they have their own radio station.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big, big difference than it used to be in the audience. When people don't show up, I don't get offended by that. It's like, let me think, would I do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would or not.
The power has definitely shifted from the host to the guest. That's
no question. No doubt. What do you got, AJ?
So it looks like there was a slight booking issue. So we don't have Clint today, but we have Gotham on here ready to join us on Gotham. You're on the line?
I'm here. Yeah. I'll do my best Clint impersonation, but I'm ready.
Okay. You're going to do Clint's Clint impersonation, so it means I'll do JFK1. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Ask not what you can. What do you think? Not impressed, I can tell. It goes pretty good. Yeah, okay. So what's the latest? What are you up to?
I am here to talk about Jon Bon Jovi and a four-part series, that documentary series that's coming out this Friday on Hulu, and just like this 40-year odyssey Jon's been on, and that we chronicled as part of this exciting doc series.
Now, when you're around Jon Bon Jovi a lot, do you have to put up with John Lastman, too? Because they're buddies, I know.
Yeah, Yep, John has definitely come up. I mean, God, like, you know, look, you don't make it 40 years without a team around you. And so, yes, John Lastman is a part of that story for sure.
And I think that's wonderful, by the way. I've known John since he was a teenager working at, you know, KQRS back in the day. And so I am happy for. I think, as a matter of fact, even when he was, when Bon Jovi was inducted at a Hall of Fame, was it that John was actually on stage with him at that time, I think, if I remember correctly.
I believe you're right. Yeah, 2018.
How great is that? That, I mean, that shows you the kind of guy, because I have not met him personally. I haven't even talked to him, but everybody tells me that John Bon Jovi is one of the nicest, hardest working people they know.
Mostly. Yeah, no, he is definitely nice. He's definitely hardworking. He is combative also. I mean, he knows what he wants. And
sure,
so,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's sort of almost like an archetypal story. I mean, John was a kid from New Jersey that everyone told him, hey, pretty talented, but, you know, you kid, you should look into doing something else. And he was just the one who was like, nope, watch me. I'll show you. He says, you know, I'll show you was his mantra early on. And boy, did he, you know, here we are 40 years later, still talking about him.
Do you think that most people are like that? Do you think most people are told, you know, you're okay, but you're probably not good enough to get to the top? Is there anyone who was never told that? I highly doubt it.
I mean, I think when you're, you know, and this is kind of business I'm in, and historically it's been mostly with athletes, you know, that have reached elite status, the Tom Brady's or the Steph Curry's or the Serena Williams, you know, people I've worked with, that is the story. They always tell you about, let me tell you about the time that somebody told me, this is never going to happen, kid. I mean, right. Tom Brady in his mind is always the 199th pick, the guy who fell, you know, six rounds in the draft. And that's the story he told himself. And it was, I will prove you wrong. And that's the same with John.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't spent any time with him, all the rest of it, but I lived in New York doing voiceover when his career kicked off, and I can't remember the name of the radio station. I think that's where Lastman met him. He's working at the radio station, but I don't remember the call.
WPPP.
What was it?
Yeah. WPPP.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. But I would always hear, I never met him, but I always hear, whether it was from John or I guess I didn't even know John at that time, but out here, this guy, John Bon Jovi's hanging out, and he's really, really talented. And even though I wasn't in the business, I heard a lot about Bon Jovi at that time. They worked very hard to get that first song broken, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, Runaway is the first song. And, you know, I think John recorded it. You know, he was like an intern at the studio, the power station. And, you know, he was that guy who was like sweeping the floors and running the errands, but got time overnight. And so he records this song. Then he sends it out to about a dozen different, you know, record labels, production companies, all that stuff. And every single one of them, I don't even think he got calls back. You know, this is in the early 80s.
Right.
And then he decides, you know, in the sort of light bulb moment, as he describes it, to try to get it on the radio. And he does with the station WPP that's so new that it doesn't even have a receptionist. So he can just walk in and hand it off to the DJ. The DJ puts it on. The fans love it. You know, it's like that radio station was part of a network. There were 8 radio stations, so it starts playing all across the country and people love it. And yet that song really becomes the catalyst. He has to pull together a band to promote it for 3 weeks because now he gets this record label, and, you know, 3 weeks turns into 40 years. And, you know, that's the story. And by the way, like, of course, all 12 of those record labels that passed on him start, you know, calling him back, and one is the one he signs with. And back to your original thing, is John's a really loyal guy. He's still with PolyGram Records. 40 years later.
You know, that is such a great story. I do have to point this out about myself, though, because it's rather dim-witted. Let's see, Tom, you're living in Manhattan. You're living in the Big Apple. What were the call letters? Oh, WAPP. Okay, you might want to remember that next time, Tom. What do you think? Shouldn't be that hard. But no, it's a great era. And to watch someone from a distance, like I said, I never met him. I wasn't there. But I kept hearing the stories. This guy never, ever gave up. I'm talking about John Bon Jovi. And that is the reason he's so big, because he would not give up. I love that about him.
Like I said, it's the archetypal story, you know, and they were dismissed early on as a, like, you know, the famous The Hair Band, and they were too pop, and they weren't, you know, like, so at every step of the way, I mean, I think to this day, like, you know, across 40 years with all the, I think 120 million albums sold, et cetera, over their careers, they won one Grammy, one, you know, and like,
really?
But that's the greatest gift, you know, honestly, that chip on the shoulder is the thing that has driven the guy and the band. And I think, you know, if not for that, it probably wouldn't have lasted. But John just loves that. He is like, he's in that way, he's like any great athlete, you know, has just been told it's never going to happen and just proves over and over again that it is.
And a lot of us have that same experience. Like I said, when I applied for my first big time radio job at 1500 KSTP in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I had to call the guy 82 times and I finally got to run the Jesus tapes on Sunday. That's a true story. Don't ever give up. If you believe in yourself, don't ever give up.
I totally agree. I mean, look, I've historically worked mostly in sports. And, you know, one thing I will say is like, the reason we put our kids, you know, most of us in sports programs, hopefully is not because we think that, you know, if they shoot, you know, or they spend 10,000 hours, they're going to become Steph Curry or something. But trust me, they're not. You know, that is God-given gift. Right. But, you know, we put them in sports programs because what does sports really teach you? They actually teach you about failure. Like the best hitters in the history of baseball, you know, they strike out 6-7 times out of 10. Every great athlete I've worked with will tell you, you know, before they tell you about their greatness or some amazing performance, they'll tell you about the time they failed and what they learned from it and how they came back from it and how they were accountable to it. Like, those are the life lessons that I think are really important.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Where can people track all this John Bon Jovi information down?
Comes out Friday, four-part series on Hulu.
Wonderful.
And, you know, I think they make them live all at once. So you can binge watch it over the weekend and hopefully people enjoy it. It's certainly been a lot of fun to work on.
It is a wonderful thing. There's no question. And by the way, I think Hulu is really doing a great job. They kick ass as far as programming is concerned.
They've been an amazing partner and, you know, it really helped get the word out. Yeah, and, you know, they are very committed to premium programming and high-quality stuff. So it's been a privilege to work with them.
Yeah, no question. Well, thank you so much for popping on. There's nothing better to talk about than great success from somebody who believed in himself beyond everyone else. I think that's wonderful. It's a great story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day. We shall take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. You want to talk about somebody who should have gotten out of the business years ago and should never have believed in herself. It's Kristen Burt. Up next.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts, many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings, or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw & Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to NABankCo.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. What's up?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Marvelously well. We're just talking to a young man, Gotham Chopra, about the fact that Hulu is... Do you think, Kristen, that Hulu does the best job of finding stuff to put on their network?
I think they do the best job of finding dramas. I think that to me, that's their niche. And when it comes for like Emmy's time, it's no surprise when they're at the top of the list.
I really enjoy that. We're just talking about Jon Bon Jovi has a special coming on there. About his career and all the rest of it.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a great story. And I do love someone who believes in themselves enough to fight through, although you're never going to make it. I think people who have gone on to great success have all been told, you're just not good enough. You're never going to make it. Not all of them, maybe, but I bet you it's a big percentage, right?
Probably is what gives a lot of people their fight, too, because they're like, I'll show you.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly the deal. So that'll be great to watch on Hulu starting Friday, as a matter of fact. You can track that down. Bon Jovi, hell of a talent, no question about that.
Yeah, and a lot of interesting things along the way. I know the headlines yesterday were him basically admitting, like, I was not a saint. I fell into the rock and roll star trap. That was the big headline, but I'm honestly interested to see how they handle the whole Richie Sambora situation.
Yeah. Yeah, you were talking about that yesterday, that those kids can't get along.
They cannot, but it's very similar. I mean, it happens all the time in bands. Mm-hmm. You take a look at Joe Perry and Steven Tyler and Aerosmith. They hate each other. Yep. They are brilliant together on stage, though.
Well, I hate Tevin and AJ, but I work with them every day, you know.
And, you know, Tom makes up for the brilliance on the mic for the three of us, so we're fine.
Nice try.
You didn't buy that for 1 minute, Tom?
No, I don't. Even I didn't believe that one. So there you go. So what's new in your life, Kristen Burt?
Lots of good things. Really an interesting topic that kind of crosses from sports, entertainment, and then into just sort of general life, something that could affect all of us. Brittany Griner. I know a lot of people have controversial opinions about her, but she was on Good Morning America this morning, and then she'll have the full interview on 2020 next week on May 1st. I think what's really interesting about this is she talks about she didn't realize that she had the vaping cartridges in her bag. At the same time this is happening, there's a couple in Turks and Caicos. I don't know if anyone saw this. The guy left his ammunition in his bag for hunting, and he's now facing 12 years in jail in the Turks and Caicos. They've released the wife. She's back home, but he is stuck there right now. And I'm going to loop this back to myself. I flew this weekend, and I have pepper spray on my keychain. I flew with it, got through TSA no problem, TSA pre, by the way, got all the way to San Francisco when I realized, oh, my gosh, that was still on my keychain. We checked it on the way back, no big deal. But this is just a reminder that these accidents can happen all the time. And if you're going to a foreign country,
right,
double check your bags. I was lucky. San Francisco, they're just going to throw away my pepper spray. But when you go to a foreign country, there are very different rules. And we're seeing it with Brittany Griner. You're seeing it with just the average American and their bullets that were for hunting that they didn't realize were in the bag. But I think that this, these two things coinciding, the Brittany Griner first interview and this couple, which is getting a lot of press, is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, but I check my stuff. I triple check my stuff. I'm not taking knives, bullets, not happening. No way. I would make sure that that stuff was not in my bag.
And as I usually do, and I flew with pepper spray.
It does happen, I suppose.
It does happen. That's what I'm saying. It's, you really have to. And listen, it's on my keychain, and normally I just like remove that in the car.
Yeah, yep.
I was on the phone with my mother as I was walking into the airport. Just didn't even think about it.
Okay, so it's your mother's fault now.
It is not my mother's fault.
It's not what you just said.
We have a lot of drama going on in my family, which is another story for another time.
Wait.
No, I can't talk about it because there is a legal case. When I can talk about it, I will, because it is so dramatic.
You suing your own mother?
I'm not suing my mother. It's really sad. It's really sad. It's involving a family member who passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And the estate and possible financial abuse, elder abuse. So,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. And I'm literally going to write a true crime story about it because that's how crazy it is.
Yes, one concern I've never had. When a member of my family dies, will I get an inheritance? Never even had to think about it. So that's good. Because the answer is no. There's nothing there, so don't worry about it.
I will tell you that, just, this is just a reminder, everyone have your affairs in order, because what winds up happening is it causes an additional level of like trauma and grief on top of your grief. It's unbelievable. So I have all these PSAs this morning. Check your baggage, have your affairs in order. And I'm going to write a true crime story, by the way.
You know, it's very, very true. It's probably at this point, as far as disappointments, you know, when someone dies, it's not a disappointment. It's just grief, right? The biggest disappointment in my life is people will do anything for money. That just depresses the hell. Don't you have enough faith in yourself to make your own money? You got to go suck off other people's bank accounts. I mean, seriously, people will do anything for money now. And I'm talking about from the bottom of the pile to the very top of the pile. It's all about money.
It's so true. And I'm going to, hold on. It's really, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm crying because this has been so emotional. And
I know.
Honestly, it's honestly been, it has nothing to do with money too. It's just about how my family member was taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And it's really made, it really does make you a little sad at how people will take advantage because of money. And it makes you lose a little faith in humanity. I'm going to be honest about that.
There's no doubt about it.
I've been joking about it with my husband. I'm like, I have mastered the hyperventilating while crying situation. I'm like, I could be an actress and go into a scene right now. But it really has, it's so traumatic. I can't even believe it. And I can't believe that people act like that. And I will say it's not a member of our family. So that makes it even worse.
But, you know, it's a prime example, right? Everything happens for a reason, but this is one reason why Catherine and I love you, because you're a very honest sweetheart of a person. You can't talk about something that affects you this month without crying, which makes us, Catherine and I, just love you even more, sister.
Thank you.
It's true. Now I'm going to start crying. But it's real life. I mean, that's the one kind of show I've always wanted to do. It's the real life, where it's not a bunch of phony people putting on phony stuff. That stuff is real. And I love that. It's just ridiculous. Now let's changing the subject.
Yes. Something
else. What else you got?
Yes. Well, let's talk about what's happening with streamers. Because
with the streaming tears down your face,
streaming tears down my face. There is, I know, I just have my makeup done too.
I think I can cheer everybody up. One second. Ready? Bang.
Oh, there it is
there you go.
Oh, and you know, let me tell you, if I knew that I married well, it's been through this trauma too, because I was like, my husband has been so solid through all of this and dealing with me like, I'm because nobody was believing me when this was all happening to begin with, too. So that's the crazy thing. That's why I was like, I'm living a true crime story. It's crazy.
The great thing for you, though, is that if you ever needed Uncle Tommy, could get on an airplane, and I guarantee you they'll get the hell out of your way. What do you think of that?
We got to go to Massachusetts, so if you're ready.
Oh, I want to go to Massachusetts anyway.
Yeah, let's do it.
Massachusetts. All right, sorry, I'll get out of your way.
No, that's okay. There's a new term. It's called serial churners. Now, Tom, you are not a serial churner, but I am a serial churner. I don't know if Tevin and AJ are, but this is someone who has the television habit of subscribing, watching, canceling, and then doing it all over again.
Oh, I've heard a lot of people do that.
Tevin's a no. AJ, do you do that?
I do that with the free subscriptions. I have a system to be efficient about it. I think I'm on number like 87 for email accounts that I've made.
87?
You have a problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's getting free subscriptions to watch one thing, and then I'm done, and then I'm out. Like, it's watch, cancel, then I'm on to the next. We're fine. Save so much money.
I am too. I sit there a lot of times. I do this with like HBO. I will like watch the shows that I want. Once that series is over, cancel. And then I'll come back. Like, I'm coming back, Max. I'm coming back. If you're looking for me, I'm coming back for Hacks. Because that'll be back next week. So my subscription, they'll get my money again. But once that's over, I probably won't renew until like, and just like that. And I have the benefit of getting like press screeners and things like that. So it makes it a little bit easier, but a lot of people are doing this exclusively for one particular show and then getting out.
Devin, I got to ask you a question. You think today on the show, you would learn from Kristen that she cares deeply and loves people and that AJ is a greed soaked, selfish pig.
That's 100% what I got from this. Poor sweet Kristen over here getting emotional, and AJ's on burner account number 87 so he can get free Apple TV.
Look, just because you didn't think of it first doesn't mean I'm the bad guy here, okay? Like, if I'm willing to put in the effort to dodge through the hoops, guess what? I'm gonna dodge through the hoops.
Be like the rest of us and just beg your friends for their password to their account. Like, you're over here.
It's except more... Netflix is like, you know, totally. Oh, yeah, no, made sure that doesn't happen anymore for poor AJ.
No, it's fine.
The way you jumped in on a Tevin was right on the money. So, oh, let me tell you.
Like, I'm expecting, like, yeah, a couple. 87. That's
87.
Well, this goes back through, like, my high school stuff.
I don't want to hear excuses.
It's been 2 years now. Yeah. 2 years. Yeah.
All right. Kristen, we have to get back to you. Honest to God, the look on Tevin's face that whole time was wonderful. All right, what else you got, Kristen?
Oh, and the other thing I want to mention, because this is a lot of these studies are now coming out about like what people's streaming habits are. So you've got the serial churners. Then you have Gen Z. Now, Gen Z is finding that their favorite network, this is so interesting, is Tubi. And the reason why they like Tubi is not only because it shows some of the series that were on for like, you know, 26 episodes of seasons. They're liking the Burn Notices and, of course, Suits. Tevin, you know I'm going to say that.
My favorite show.
But they consider it a second screen. So their first screen is usually TikTok or YouTube. But in the background, Tubi is playing. And Tubi is killing it because the TV is on, the ads are playing, and the viewership is there, even if that isn't their main attention.
Magnificent.
Which I think is fascinating because...
No, it is fascinating.
Here's the thing, too, because you have to remember, like, every single generation has their own version of viewing habits now. Mm-hmm. And the streamers are trying to catch up with what is happening. Who do they focus in on? Because you've got cable with the boomers. Gen X is, like, sort of bridging technology of, like, yeah, we might still have cable, but, yeah, we've also adapted to technology. But what you're really seeing is that the Alpha Gen and Gen Z are going to define what the next 10 years of the entertainment industry looks like. And they're sort of half watching. They're not going to the movies. They're not the ones subscribing as much. They want stuff playing in the background, not in the foreground.
All right. We just had several requests on tomorrow's show. If we can do this, because we got to go now, but on tomorrow's show, Devin, we've been charged. It's you and I have to get this done. Mm-hmm. We got to show up. Kristen's a greed-soaked, selfish pig and make AJ cry.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think? We'll flip the script.
Yep. Got it.
AJ, what would make you cry?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Having to work here.
Thinking about a parent dying. Or Jesus,
we're not going
to
kill your
parent. That's terrible.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
That's terrible.
You know, AJ, you don't want it. No, we don't even want
to. I don't want that. It sounds terrible.
And another thing to make Kristen feel a little bit better. So my girlfriend now is your number one fan. And she repeatedly goes, we need to go to California to see Mrs. Burt. She looks like she's having so much fun. So you are Mrs. Burt. Tom is Mrs. Mr. Burt. Bernard. I'm like a fourth class citizen in my own household.
Well, and of course, KB1 and KB2 don't get along at all. That's the big problem. Oh, my God.
Right.
Constant
clash. Because we haven't met in person.
Yeah, you've never met. I've never met you in person. So one of these, when you get off your ass, you're flying right over to get to Massachusetts, for Christ's sake.
I know, but that's to fight crime.
Very good clothes.
Alleged crime. Alleged crime now. Alleged.
Wear a cape and a mask. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me
Kristen,
tell you.
Kristen, once again, you know, I'm not sorry that it did happen because it just shows what a good person you are and you'd actually care. So thank you.
I care very much. And let me tell you, this person who did it doesn't know who she went up against.
What's a woman? I don't even get to punch her.
Mm-mm. No.
All right, I won't.
I didn't go to the service because I thought maybe I was going to kick a woman in the shins at least.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, have a good day and we will talk to you tomorrow.
I will. I'm going to a cruise ship naming ceremony. I'm going on a big carnival boat today.
Oh. God, your life's a bitch. Your life is very difficult. I don't know how you put
I'll have a story for you tomorrow.
Great, thanks. I'll just sit here and wait because I got nothing to do. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kristen Burt, Entertainment News, brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm going to be very honest with you, and I am so impressed with people who care enough that she breaks down into tears just thinking about that. She is a lovely, wonderful person. I've known her, never met her in person. I've known her for 13 years and I think 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there. She is a wonderful person. Isn't that great?
Oh, absolutely. I adore Kristen Burt. Like she, same as you, Tom, never actually met her, but I feel like if she came into studio right now, I'd like just give her a big hug and it'd be like, we've been hanging out every day for our entire lives.
She's the type of person that if somebody said, I don't really like her, she's not really the, no, you are the problem.
Yep.
It is not her.
Exactly.
It's not her.
There'll be no slander.
I love that. That's a wonderful take. Thanks, fellas. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you then.